Alrighty. Sorry. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. It's been a bit. Don't mind the jersey. No, I'm kidding. Welcome back. Sorry, I'm being a little quiet. It's kind of late. I'm recording this after Georgia versus Alabama. That's why it's coming out so late, because I wanted to see what happened in this game. Just a few little things I want to bring up. I had a YouTube video that was going to get posted yesterday, and I had it uploaded and rendered, and then it said my storage is full. So then I was like, okay, well, that's no big deal. I can delete other things and then repost it. I did that and it didn't work again. So I cleared out storage and I must have cleared the wrong file. And so episode four of my Washington football team franchise over my YouTube got deleted. So I'm going to have to record week two of the regular season and just kind of fill you guys in if you guys watch that. I'm super bummed. It was a very good episode. But nothing I can do about it at this point. I tried to get it back. If I did delete, I tried to get it back. It wouldn't come back. And I spent an hour or two editing it and rendering it. Well, more if you can't render. But editing it, I spent like an hour to 2 hours. And so I'm just kind of frustrated. But yeah, that happened tonight when it was supposed to go up after it didn't go out last night. And then also, I know I've been slacking on a lot of this stuff. I'm trying to find out, I said this last episode, but I'm trying to find a clear schedule. Sorry, this video is playing, it's bothering me. I'm trying to find a clear schedule to where I can upload everything in a continuous fashion. And I also have personal stuff going on still. I'm doing my best to get through it and post while this is all going on. It's just anything, any day something can happen. So I'm just kind of going day to day and seeing what is happening. And then as I'm recording this, I went back for my second semester of my first year at ASU. So I am going to get a little more busy, but hopefully doing more journalism stuff over at ASU will keep me focused on what I'm doing here. So yeah, that's where I'm at. I don't want to waste any time. I have a few headlines I'll just scroll through. I'll give you guys a little preview after this of what I'm doing over on my YouTube and kind of what I hinted at. If you follow me on Instagram, Let's Talk Sports 2021. And then I'm active on Twitter again on Let's Talk Sport with no S 13. I'll give you a preview and then we'll get into it. But a little recap of what we're doing. Georgia-Bama, I want to talk about scores from last week in the NFL and a look at the playoffs. I didn't get to share my 2 cents about the Antonio Brown situation after I talked about it a little bit, after it was fresh. I talked about it the day it happened, but I didn't get to talk about anything that happened after. So I'm intrigued to talk about it. And then I think that's really it. No basketball or baseball. Baseball's still kind of dead in the water. And then basketball, the only thing that's really happened is Klay Thompson returned, which is amazing, but nothing crazy that I've noticed. I'm kind of locked in on football, like I've been saying, because of now we have reached the playoffs. So, yes, let me end this section, and then we'll go to what I'm working on. And not telling you directly, but kind of giving you guys some hints about what's delaying more YouTube videos and more podcast episodes. All right, really quick, talk about George. Oh, I'm way ahead. Sorry, I totally skipped the segment. To kind of talk about what I'm working on. Both of what I'm working on kind of takes, one of them takes more time than the other, and the bigger one I'm working on has a lot of analyzing and a lot of watching and learning and, like I said, analyzing what I'm trying to make. So that one is going to take, and I have a spreadsheet of that right here. And it has a lot on it, but it doesn't have more details that I need to get to make it. So I'm trying to make it and then post it. And there's going to be segments and then one big video that combines them. I'm deciding whether or not I review some of it over on my podcast. I know guaranteed there are going to be YouTube videos, but I don't know if I'm going to do what I'm doing right now and talk to my podcast and the video, or just talk to the video and make it to a YouTube video. The other one I'm doing is analyzing in a sense, but not what the other one is. The other one I should be done very shortly. The only thing that's stopping me is that there's still two more things that need to come out for me to finish it. And once I finish it, I want to talk about it and I want to kind of rank what I watched. This is kind of a big hint. I'll just say, if you've been keeping up with sports television or sports streaming, it's a very big series that's going on and one that I'm very much enjoying. I don't really watch TV or, you know, other than sports, I don't watch like shows or series or like Disney. Well, Disney, I'm a big Disney fan. So, but like, you know, I don't really watch that stuff. I haven't even finished. This can make me sound like a fake fan. I haven't finished The Last Dance yet. And I love that show. I got like probably two episodes away from the end and I just like kind of lost it. I do plan on finishing it eventually, whenever that is. But this show is something I'm really enjoying and I'm having a really easy time just sitting down and just locking in and analyzing what I'm watching and it really, really enjoying it. So that one should come out this week, but next week. Probably like next, I don't know when it will be fully complete, but sometime next week, I'm going to say Wednesday to Saturday, it will be really easy for me to upload because I'm writing down notes and doing what I want to do while I'm watching them. So yes, that's what's taking so long because although I am a new podcaster and I'm not relatively, you know, I'm not no Good Mythical Morning or I don't know, Good Morning Football, which obviously is a televised TV show, but the only way I'm going to be able to get a flow of viewership is expand and make myself bigger and do bigger projects that people, that you don't see from normal podcasters or YouTubers or like the Madden thing is pretty common. I did that because I know that might get like attention. But I do want to make myself unique in a way and make this podcast unique and fun for people who have never seen an episode, but also unique for people who have been listening to when I was recording in a car. So trying to mix it up and I'm doing it relatively early. I should probably just do a normal full one. Maybe not even have added a face cam yet, but I want to move quick and I want to change quick and I want to get better quick. So that's kind of where I'm at. And yeah, but I do appreciate all the support. And I'll say this now. I just have been enjoying this too much to lose interest and lose excitement for the future of this. And then I did want to bring up real quick. I originally, way, way back, have previously said that season one will be anywhere from episodes 21 to 24, and then that will end, and I'll take a week to 2 week break just for my podcast, not for my YouTube or live streaming. But just kind of gather myself in this aspect. I've been doing it for, this is the 19th episode, not counting the bonus episodes. So I'm trying to balance it out and give myself a break. Obviously, the seasons will get longer the better I get. But now I would say expect season one to end when the NFL playoffs end. I don't plan on changing the schedule to make it fit between episodes 21 to 24. I plan on posting my normal Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, but, yeah, expect when the NFL playoffs end, when the Super Bowl ends, that will be the ending to season one of Let's Talk Sports. And then season two, we'll get right into it and, it'll be a lot of fun. I'm really excited for the future of this and I'm excited to see what's next and what opportunities I get. But yeah, anyway, that was a lot of blabber. Just wanted to fill you guys in some more because the more I'm away, I feel like it's like that one time where I took a two-week break because things just got crazy and I was a little busy with finals and stuff. So I just want to fill you guys in and let you guys know. But anyway, I'm going to cut this segment and we'll talk about Georgia and Alabama. All right, now we can talk about Georgia and Bama. So I'll be completely honest with you. Wow, that was a blab. I actually have late classes Monday and Wednesday, and my class started probably 10 minutes before this game started. So I had a class, and I did not watch the first half whatsoever. And then when I got home, I noticed that it was 9-6. And I was like, man, this might be one of the worst college football games I've ever seen. And just to put it out there, I was not rooting for any team in particular. I kind of had reasons that I wanted both teams to win. I'm not a big fan that Bama keeps making it. I think it's bad for college football, and it makes it stale. But Mac Jones is from Bama, so I want the King to win, the King's former team to win. But other than that, I really was just kind of watching for my own entertainment. So that's why when it was only 9-6, I was like, this is boring. So anyway, I didn't really watch. I was sitting up here watching the other thing I'm working on, and I was like, let me just check back real quick. And I watched it. I mean, I checked it, and it was, I want to say 13-12 by the time I checked. And I was like, man, okay, let me go watch the final quarter, so see what happens. Because I thought Bama kind of threw away the game when they kicked the field goal instead of trying to get a touchdown on that drive, just because how the defense was playing. Georgia's defense. But I went down and watched, and then next thing you know, I want to make sure I am getting all this right. Yeah, this is what happened. So I came down, I went into another room, and on the TV I saw that Georgia fumbled at their own red zone. And I was like, oh, what? And I didn't fully see the play because I came in late, but apparently it stood as a fumble, and it was hard to overturn, which is why it did stand. So Alabama got the ball at Georgia's 27, which they then proceeded to score, and they made it 18-13. And at this point, I was like, okay, Bama won. It's over. No shot that Georgia comes back. Well, in the span of one quarter, pretty much, this went to one of my least favorite bowl games to one of the most fun for me to watch, personally. I do really – my favorite bowl game for a while, it's probably going to be Clemson and Bama, when Clemson had Watson and they won. That was one of my favorites and always will be one of my favorites. But other than that, I really enjoyed this one, because then after the touchdown, Georgia went down the field, got it to Alabama's 32. Oh, wait, no. Yeah. And then it says they lost 8 yards. Sacked for 8 yards. And then Adonai Mitchell caught a 40-yard pass from Stetson Bennett, the quarterback for Georgia, and they scored, and they made it 19-18 because they didn't get a 2-point conversion. And it was like, I was like, oh my God, what a turnaround from Georgia. This is crazy. And then Bama punted on the next drive, and then Georgia scored again, and it was an 8-point game. And at that point, everyone was like, okay, that's game. Like, Bama's not gonna score. So then Bama was driving down the field, and it was a solid drive. I mean, there was several drops and several pass breakups, but they were moving. And then I believe it was fourth down, right? Oh, no, 3rd and 10 at Georgia's 44. Bryce Young threw it up in the air, and it was picked up by Kalee Ringo, if I'm saying that right. And he housed it 79 yards for a pick six, and that whole stadium was full of Bulldog fans, electric. It was really awesome to see. And then Georgia sacked Bryce Young to win the game. And that was all she wrote. Obviously, I don't have a lot to commentate because I didn't watch a lot of it, but it was a very good bowl game considering how awful it started and how bored I was for majority of the game. But I really enjoyed myself near the end in the final quarter. The final, 10 minutes were really great. And congrats to Georgia and Georgia fans. The Braves won, and so did Georgia. So, I mean, the Bulldogs. So that's always awesome to see. It's always fun to see new teams win bowl games, the championship, instead of, Clemson, Ohio State, Oregon, etc. You know, the common ones. But, yeah, that's all I really have to say about Georgia and Bama. So now we're going to hop to some NFL scores. Okay, well, now moving on to the last week of football. I'm just going to say, for those wondering, I am miserable. Life is pain. Football suck. No, I'm kidding. A rough week. A rough week for the Patriots. But you guys are no Patriot fans, so let me get into that once. The week started on Saturday because near the end of the season, they kind of just clump together the games in all in one day, or like two in one day and then the rest in the other, which is what they did this time. The Chiefs beat the Broncos in a nail biter. The Broncos, I think, fumbled inside the Chiefs' red zone, and then the Chiefs scooped and scored. And yeah, the Chiefs have come back and look a lot better than they did at the beginning of the season, and now hold the 2 seed in the AFC. So it's safe to say they're still a threat in the playoffs, and they probably will win one or two playoff games. With the Cowboys and Eagles, not much to say. Eagles benched their starters because they were already in, and the Cowboys didn't. So Dak Prescott lit them up for 5 touchdowns, and they scored 51 on the Eagles. Regardless, if you bench the starters, I'd still be concerned that you let a team put up 51 on you. But that's just my opinion. The Eagles sneak in as like a sneaky team, I guess. People thinking that they can scrap together a few wins. I'm not too sure about that. And then on Sunday, we had the Browns and Bengals. The Bengals also benched all their starters, so it didn't really matter. Baker didn't play because he had surgery. He's finally getting surgery on his injury that he's had all year. That game, 21-16, Browns won. Not big implications for that one. Browns couldn't make it. And the Bengals, the only thing that changed for them is they dropped to the 4 seed, I believe. I can look. I believe the Bengals are the 4 seed now because they're the 4 seed. They are the 4 seed. I don't even have to look. So they play the 5 seed, which is the Raiders, which we'll get to in a bit. And then over in Detroit, the Lions played the Packers. Lions won by 7, but obviously the Packers didn't really care. They were the 1 seed regardless, so they also benched all their starters late. And the Lions suck at tanking and winning. They could have had the first-round pick. Instead, they won and got the – I believe they have the second-round pick now, which is still good, but it still hurts that you're not the first-round pick, because what if the team in front of you gets the player you wanted? And yes, I was right. The Bengals are the 4. Just checking to make sure I wasn't too confident. And got it wrong. Over in Minnesota, Bears went there to play the Vikings, and the Bears did Bears things. They lost, and Vikings won. This is a game with no implications. None of them are making the playoffs. The Vikings did fire Mike Zimmer today after their season, and the Bears fired Nagy, but continue to have a rough ownership problem and don't know how to make a good team over there. So Bears are in for a long, long time suffering. Over in New York, the Giants did Giants things. They did a QB sneak on 3rd and 8 and got blown up. So they lose to Washington 22-7. Again, not much to talk about. This game had nothing to do with the playoffs. This was the first shocker of the day. After being probably considered one of the top 3 most dangerous teams in the AFC, the Colts travel to Jacksonville and lose 26-11, ending their playoff hopes. And man, I cannot imagine being a Colts fan. That must hurt. The Colts haven't won in Jacksonville, I think, since like 2016 or some crazy number. I don't even know what happened, to be honest with you. The Colts beat the Patriots. They've beaten, I think they beat the Chiefs. I don't think they beat the Saints. But anyway, they beat the Cardinals. They beat good teams. They did everything to prove that they are a dangerous team, and then lose the one game they need to win. Crazy stuff. Shook up the playoffs that early in the morning. Everyone was like, okay, well, today's gonna be a crazy day. And also the way Sunday ended kept this momentum alive. Over in Baltimore, Pittsburgh traveled to the Ravens, and this was a weird game. It was 3-3 at half, and then 6-10, and then it was 13-13 at the end of the fourth quarter and went into overtime. Obviously, if I wanted, even though I'm a Patriots fan, I don't really like the Steelers. If I wanted any team to make it, I did want the Steelers to make it just for Big Ben's sake and for him to kind of get one last hurrah in the NFL. Sorry, my phone's going off. So when it went into overtime and it just kept going back and forth and no one was kind of getting in field goal range, I was like, oh, the Ravens are going to win because Justin Tucker can hit a 62-yard field goal. We've all seen it. But no, the Steelers hold on and they get the game-winning field goal, potentially putting them – it put them in the playoffs at the time, but there was one more game in their way that could have shook things up a little bit. Over with Houston, the Titans still beat them by a field goal. The Titans winning guaranteed that they get the one seed, which is crazy because they did that without Derrick Henry. And now Derrick Henry is said to be returning, and they get a bye. So he'll probably most definitely be back by the time they come back to play their game. In New Orleans, or in Atlanta, New Orleans played Atlanta. There was heartbreak. The Saints put a butt-whooping on the Falcons. The score looks closer than it was, but it was never really close. The Saints won 30-20. They looked good. Taysom Hill got hurt and left early. Trevor Siemian didn't look too awful either. But they did enough to win, and at the time, we were looking like they were going to make the playoffs. Which will bring me – I'll skip the game that actually is coming after and just tell you what happened. So while the Saints game was going on, the 49ers and Rams were playing. And the Rams went up 17-3 at half. And then after half, the Niners in the third quarter put 14 unanswered, making it 17-17 heading into the fourth. In the fourth quarter, both teams scored touchdowns and brought us to overtime. The Niners got the ball first. Saints fans were biting their nails, like chittering their teeth. The Niners drove down the field, got it pretty close to a touchdown, but had to kick a field goal. So it was looking pretty good for the Rams. I thought the Rams were going to be able to do it. Matthew Stafford aired it out deep, took a shot, and it got picked off, ending the Saints season, giving the Buccaneers the 2 seed, dropping the Rams down to 4, and getting the 49ers at the 7 seed, right? There's 7 teams? Yeah. Oh, no, 6 seed, higher than the Eagles. Crazy stuff this weekend. And I was watching that game. That was one of my favorites of the week. In Buffalo, the Bills put it to the Jets. Nothing more shocking. Like, nothing shocking about that. That was probably expected. And then over in Miami. Before the game started, I said the Patriots might not win. They suck in Miami. They always lose in Miami. And sure enough, going into half, it was 17-7. Mac Jones had already thrown a pick six. I was heartbroken. I don't even know anymore. All I feel is pain. And then, even worse, in the third quarter, Dolphins got a touchdown, making it 24-10 because the Patriots got a field goal. And then it was – they got a field goal to start the fourth. And then it was 27-10. Patriots got 14 points after that. It was 24-27. I was like, no way is this about to happen. And then on a – was it like 3rd and 10? 3rd and 11? With like 2 minutes left in the game. Tua Tagovailoa scrambles for the first down and breaks my heart. The Patriots, they get the ball back with 2 seconds and try to do a Miami miracle, and they pitched it back, and a Dolphins player grabbed it and ran it into the end zone. So it was, instead of ending 27-24, it ended 33-24. But I do have to rant really quick. The refs in the NFL are awful. I want everyone listening to go look up Brandon Bolden hits punter in Dolphins game. They called it unnecessary roughness. They conversed after for a good minute and said he hit him in the helmet. He doesn't touch him. He whiffs. He goes over him. And the punter slid late. He was going for the first down, so Brandon Bolden was getting ready to hit him because it was a fake punt on 4th and 3. We would have got the ball in Miami territory. I hate officials. They ruin sports. Yeah, just awful. Anyway, over in Arizona, Seahawks beat the Cardinals 30-30. It was a pretty close game. The Cardinals just didn't look too good, and the Seahawks have played better ever since they lost to the Bears. Not much to talk about, though, because the Cardinals still made it in, still were the second team in their division, and are the 5 seed. This is not right, I don't think. Oh, yeah, it is right. Sorry. And then in Tampa, Tom Brady handed it to the Panthers. That was expected, 41-17. It was fun to see the Bucs play because they were playing for the 2 seed and they played very passionately for that spot. But Brady, at one point, they were killing the Panthers, and Gronk needed one more catch for like a $500,000 bonus. Brady got taken out of the game, and he told Bruce Arians no. And the very next play, he went in and he threw Gronk a pass, so he got his incentive. Obviously, they're already millionaires, but it's cool to see considering everything Antonio Brown has said about Tom Brady in the last week. And then the best game of the week, and I think of the year, considering the week it took place in and just everything going on, Chargers and Raiders. So everyone knew going into this game, if this game ended in a tie, the Steelers got knocked out. Well, ironically enough, Chargers went down 20-14 in the third quarter. And then I think they were down 29-14. Yes, 29-14. And everyone thought it was over. It looked pretty done. Well, the Chargers scored and got the touchdown, or score and got the 2-point conversion, and then stopped the Raiders and got the ball back. And they were driving down this field with like 2 minutes left. I don't know how many timeouts they had, but it was really impressive. Herbert was converting on all these fourth down, like every first and 10 they got to fourth down and converted. There was penalties that got him automatic first downs. It was crazy. And then they had one more play left with 4 seconds, and Justin Herbert lasered it into the end zone, and it was caught. So everyone is like, here we go. The tie is going to happen. Steelers are going to get eliminated. It went into overtime. The Raiders won the coin toss. They went down the field and had to kick a field goal. And in my head, I was like, okay, the Chargers just won. They dissected the Raiders on that last drive. The game's over. Well, they drive down the field, and the time is just eating away, constantly eating. Like, at this point, we're probably down to 4 minutes, and they have the ball 1st and 10 at the Raiders 40 or something. Well, anyway, that drive stalls out. They kick a field goal. It's tied, and the Raiders have 2 minutes, I think. I think it was 2 minutes to drive down the field and get any points. The next score wins because they both responded with field goals. Well, they get it to about midfield with like 40 seconds left, and the Chargers coach calls a timeout, which ends up biting him in the butt later because it gave the Raiders more time, and they kicked a field goal and ended up winning. But they kicked a field goal with 2 seconds left and won. We literally, as NFL fans, got the longest Week 18 we could have got, possibly. There's no way it could have gone longer. There's no double overtime. It would have ended in a tie. But the Raiders won, knocking out the Chargers and putting the Raiders in. And ending probably my favorite game of the year. It's, if not my favorite, then it's definitely up there. Because just the circumstance, everybody was watching, because Steelers fans were watching, Patriot fans were watching, because the Raiders won, which means the Patriots now have to go to Buffalo. If the Chargers won, the Patriots went to Cincinnati. And if a tie happened, the Patriots still went to Cincinnati. So everybody was watching, because there was implications for practically the whole AFC playoffs. So it was really fun to see, and really exciting stuff over in Las Vegas. But anyway, yeah, that's going to cover for the games. I am going to talk about, excuse me, AB and the playoffs. So we're going to get into that real quick, and then I'll wrap it up. All right, I will start with AB just because I think it's a better one to segue into, because the playoffs has like a more definitive ending. Man, a lot has happened since that Sunday I talked to you guys. So after, for those who don't know, after Sunday, Antonio Brown came out and said he was injured, and he went to the bench, and he claimed that he told the coaches that he couldn't play, and they were saying, well, if you're not going to play, we cut you. We're going to cut you. And then that's why he stormed the field. He said he didn't want to wear anything of the Buccaneers brand or anything. And at the time, it was a pretty believable story. And I was, even though he's been insane and doing a lot of antics for like his whole career, it seemed as though he was telling the truth this time. So he posted screenshots with chats to Bruce Arians saying that Bruce Arians messaged him and saying like, hey, are you good to go? Are you healthy? Just kind of proving that Bruce Arians didn't know. Well, then, funny enough, Bruce Arians responded after Sunday, after they won. He said he wasn't going to say anything. We're just going to talk about the people that affected the game, that helped win the game. Well, anyway, he then came out and said he had no idea of an injury. Antonio Brown was not playing, so he said, get off my field. Like if you're not going to play and you're going to not listen, then leave. So NFL's media was kind of up in the air, like who was telling the truth. Well, it has come out that, well, first, Antonio Brown has now went on a podcast and slandered Tom Brady. I have it right here. I can pull the direct quote. To me, a friend is someone who's got your back. Not everybody in sports is going to be your friend, Brown said. Tom Brady's my friend. Why? Because I'm a good football player. He needs me to play football. People have different meanings of what relationship is. This is, I'm reading this off Bleacher Report. I also heard this elsewhere from many sources. And then he also said this about Tom Brady. Brady can't do poop by himself, but you guys are going to make it seem like he's just this heroic guy. We're all humans, bro. We're all dependent on somebody else to do the job. Again, I'm reading this article from Bleacher Report. That was kind of out of nowhere. I don't really know why that happened, but at the time, Antonio Brown was getting, people were believing him. Well, since this lovely article and this lovely podcast, it has come out. Ava, I believe it's Luis, a OnlyFans star, was invited over to Antonio Brown's hotel for a hookup, and he told her about, he insinuated that something was going to happen Sunday. No one knows for sure. But the problem is for Antonio Brown is this is a sign of like a problem, regardless of what he did on Sunday. For NFL, for people who don't know, NFL players aren't allowed to have random strangers in their hotel room, especially a girl. Also a girl who's known for doing what she does. Nothing against that. That's her lifestyle, but you know what I mean. Like, she is a woman who shows herself on OnlyFans and, you know, is known for that type of stuff. I'm pretty sure people say she licks toilets. I mean, good for her, I guess. I don't know what to say. But anyway, and then also with COVID, NFL is strict about who you bring into the hotel. And I think they're partially quarantined because, like, anything can happen. Well, this girl released screenshots, and I hope they're here because I want to find it. They are not. Let me pull them up real quick. They are right here on all over Google Images, which is just lovely. One second, I'm sorry. Okay, here we go. He put, The model says, he kept saying, I have money for you, OnlyFans model, Ava Louise said. Also, I'm reading this quote off First Sports, and the other one was also off Bleacher Report. And then right here, you can't see, but there are pictures of Antonio Brown sleeping, and she's in the bed with him, and a picture of the hotel, and it says the Westin, Jersey City, Newport, and it's a second floor training skills, third floor meal room recovery quarterback. So the sign is saying that there's a football team there. She said he was mumbling in the messages and not making sense. Honestly, I thought he was drunk. He kept saying, I have money for you. I have a bonus for you. And I was like, what are you saying? I just thought that was weird. I thought, okay, I'll just go see what is about because it's Antonio Brown. It's the day before the Jets game. I'll go, Ava claimed. There's pictures here where Antonio, it's the contact name is Antonio Brown, but a lot of people can change that name and make it look like someone else texted them. It starts with Antonio Brown saying AB, and then she put hi, what's up. He put you in NYC. She put I am, lol, where at. He put Westin, New Jersey Bay. And then she said, where is that? Haha. And then he sent her location. And then continuing, she put ugh, lame. What you want to do, babe? I got game tomorrow. Tell me. Let your friend. He put. Sorry, this is he. This is Antonio Brown. Let your friends know you're gonna get. You're gonna get it before y'all go out and after. Insinuating they're gonna do stuff before the game and after. I can't come till later. She said we're already like going out the door. What you doing tomorrow night? He put gone after game tomorrow. Okay, have fun with the little this sign. She put next time heart. He put the next text she put is I know I want to see you too. I can tonight, but later. He put come baby, I'ma be ready for you. Am I gonna see you or like am I gonna see you? I imagine. She put haha. What did you say in that voice memo? I could come at like one probably maybe earlier. Let me figure it out. You're in Jersey City. He put yes baby, come here, get this bonus. I think he was paying her from what everyone is saying. She put, I can come at like 11:30. He put, ready for you, lovely. She put, you're lucky my friends are letting me leave, lol. He put, tell them you in great hands. She put, on the way, I'll be there soon. He put a heart and then said, yes, bae, you a beast. She put, baby, why are you running off the field? This was the next day as the Jet thing occurred. She put, baby, why are you running off the field? He put, why see me? Which I don't know if that's like some alien language. Like he like is from the future or something. But she put, what? Haha, yes, I saw, but why? And then she put, you looked sexy doing it. Just a little weird chat conversation. But then, after these text messages, she said, Antonio told her the night before the Jets game that she has no idea how crazy he is. You don't even know my crazy right now. You don't know my crazy right now. Antonio had told Ava, and the screenshots are now going all over social media. It doesn't say in here, but it was reported that he told her, wait till you see what I do tomorrow, which I've already kind of said. And he also, I believe, oh no. She claimed stuff about how good of a performer he is in bed. So if you want to know that type of stuff, go look it up. Not really going to share it here. But yes, that is the crazy Antonio Brown situation. I no longer feel comfortable believing what he is saying, considering whether he is talking about his like him having a good game or him running off the field. When he was saying, hinting at some, what he's going to do tomorrow. But I believe it's that running off the field situation. And I think when he said, why see me? I think he meant, do you see like me and what I'm doing? Like trying to like flex that he did that. But anyway, we're going to wrap this part up and talk about the playoffs and then end it. All right, well, I have awful news. I literally just posted this episode and I'm recording this after it posted. I double-checked the audio for the playoff prediction stuff, and it is corrupt. which means another thing that I've recorded has been corrupt. So I'm going to delete that segment from this video, and we will talk about it next episode. I might honestly try to get Javen back on for Wednesday and talk about it, because I do think it'd be more fun to have two people talk about that. But yeah, I'm sorry. It was a good segment, and I talked about a lot of fun stuff. But as of now, it got corrupt, and I'm pretty upset. And I'm sorry if you made it to the end and are finding that out, and if you wanted to hear about what I think. But just know Wednesday it is coming, and I will get it out to you then. Thank you guys so much for listening. Wherever you guys are, whatever time, whatever morning, night, afternoon, whatever date you're listening to this on, I appreciate the support. And I do this because of you guys. So thank you so much. And remember, keep talking sports. Thank you.